You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
An interesting little story that came out regarding background checks and people running background checks for a variety of things, whether it's looking as somebody as a potential employee, looking people sometimes if you're going to have somebody come to your house to do work, the people do a little background check on them. And then there's the dating world where people more and more are running background checks before they go out with someone.
Yeah. I love this.
The closest I've come to that is I definitely have Googled before, especially with companies and things like that. I don't know that I've ever Googled somebody before a date. I don't think so. I know I've been Googled a lot. You and I are public figures, so there are a lot of listeners who are Googling us to see what they can find.
Googleable.
And if you do that predictive search thing, like I just did it now as just to confirm. If I type in Dom Testa, Google fills in the blanks with what people are searching for when they look up your name. And there's stuff like Dom Testa age, Dom Testa wife, Dom Testa married. And then I can tell that Jeremy has been Googling me because the next two after that are Dom Testa net worth and Dom Testa salary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's what people are looking up. So
that's weird.
Let me type in Jeremy Padgett and see what they're looking for. That's what I got to know. Jeremy Padgett. Jeremy Padgett wife. Jeremy Padgett Bentley. Do you drive a Bentley?
Well,
people want to know about our wives. Those are towards the top of the list. So,
all right,
we talk about them all the time. What do you need? What else do you guys need to know?
Yeah, no joke.
Just call us and ask us if you have a question. Call and ask us. We'll tell you.
Yeah. Oh my God.
37% of people, however, have Googled someone before a date.
If I was in the dating world, I would definitely do this. I would need to know everything about the person before I actually met them and went out with them.
You already Google everybody who comes to your house.
I do. I was laughing with Dom yesterday because I'm big on Googling people and knowing who people are. And I'm big now on selling things on Nextdoor. I have been purging up so much stuff out of my basement, and I've been selling a lot on Nextdoor. I've actually had to sell things for other family members. I've just sold two vehicles recently with Nextdoor. And before anyone comes and picks anything up or looks at a vehicle or anything, I do a quick background check on them online. And you don't have to do these pay sites. You can just search the name. And nine times out of ten, you can find everything on social media. Phone numbers will pop up. I know their voting record. I've got a lady coming today to pick up a chair. And I was telling Nicole about her last night. I was like, she's a little weird with her texting back and forth and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, but, she just moved from this location. And maybe she's not familiar with the area. And, she's got a couple kids that she's looking for tutors for. And maybe she's preoccupied with that. And she's like, how do you know all this?
I'm like, why do you want to know all this?
You can find anything online. Well, especially like if you're selling a vehicle, you want to know who's coming. You want to know what they look like.
Okay, yeah, okay, fine. But you were selling a chair.
Again.
And you're telling me you've got to investigate someone who's buying a chair?
I do. I want to make sure, if I'm giving them my address and saying, here, it's going to be on my front porch, I want to see what they look like and what their background is before I give out my address,
Has there been a whole spate of crimes committed after people buy a chair?
Hey, you never know, man. You hear about all this weird stuff. People showing up at your house. And
have you ever had an in-depth background check done on you? Because
I did
just a few years ago. Because I used to always speak at schools all the time. I did all sorts of writing workshops for students and things like that. And then Denver Public Schools changed some of their policies. And for me to go out to a DPS school to speak, I had to have a complete criminal background check. And I had to pay for it. I had to pay for this big background check thing.
Anything surprising pop up that you didn't remember that you committed a crime? And you're like, oh my God, I forgot I committed that crime.
No, I think the people who did it were like, I don't think you even have a speeding ticket. What the hell? But they said, we will not allow you on the campus until we have a complete criminal background check run on you.
Did they like what they found? Everything was fine?
They had me come out.
There you go.
They were still late as hell with their check. But, you know, took me 8 months to get paid. But, you know, at least I had the background check done.
Well, I mean, how can you argue that this is a bad idea? I mean, you're just kind of covering your butt and being prepared. You know what you're going into, essentially. It's a great idea.
Listen to this. 9% of people have checked up on someone by scanning their playlists on Spotify. Are we compatible musically?
Nickelback fan, I see.
Yeah. So that's kind of funny. What do you got from
Kathy?
Somebody?
Kathy wrote in on our Facebook. She says, I did a BGC on a guy before I went out with him. Found a criminal record that said he should be on house arrest at the time of the invite. Not sure how he was going to get out of the house and take me to dinner, but I quickly canceled that date. It's a smart move. I recommend everybody does it. That's from Kathy.
Carrie said, I was supposed to go out with a guy I met through a friend, so I checked his Facebook page. It was filled with pictures of him with scantily clad women, like dozens of pictures. He collected them like trophies. She says, I did not go out with him. It's one of those things we try to tell
who's
people.
That guy?
Your social media accounts are going to impact your life, whether it's with an possible employer, or in this case, you didn't get the date with Carrie.
Wow.
Ella has a really, she's got a, I guess, a lesson for people. Ella says, my now husband said he did a Google search on me before we went out, and he almost canceled. He found a different Ella by accident and saw that she was complaining about her parole officer and how she'd been framed and other legal stuff, and the woman looked a lot like me. Thankfully, he looked deeper and discovered it wasn't me. My message to people, when you do a background check, make sure it's the right person.
So it's not me.
Word to the wise.
Smart.